Dreamscape presents Death at Whitechapel by Robin Page, narrated by Helen Johns. Chapter 1. Dearest, this is the only subject on which we ever fall out. If you only realised how little I have, and how impossible it is for me to get any more. I have raised all I can, and I assure you, unless something extraordinary turns up, I see ruin staring me in the face. Lady Randolph Churchill to Winston Spencer Churchill, 5th of March, 1897. 35A Great Cumberland Place, London, 3rd of October, 1898. Jenny Churchill opened the drawer of her writing desk and took out an envelope. Her mouth taut, dark brows pulled together, she counted the notes, feeling an enormous resentment, then sealed the envelope and addressed it, fiercely, to A. Bird. She was done with it. Until the next time. The small black pug at her feet roused and looked up at her with an anxious expression, as if to ask what the matter was. The next time. Jenny picked up the little dog and held it close, rocking back and forth. "How much longer can this terrible thing go on, Caro?" she whispered. "And what in heaven's name shall I do if he asks for even more? How can I—" There was a rap at the door, and it opened. A slender young man wearing the dress uniform of the 21st Lancers stood in the doorway, stick in one hand, helmet under his arm.
"Hello, Mama," he said.
"Darling boy," Jenny cried. She put the pug down and leaped to her feet, holding out her arms. "What a relief! Dearest Mama." Winston threw aside his helmet and stick, strode across the carpet. "How wonderful to see your face at last." The two could scarcely have looked at each other, however, so close was their embrace. Eventually, this emotional greeting gave way to holding each other at arm's length, each exclaiming how marvellous the other looked, then returning to the embrace again, and to more exclamations and more tears. After a time, a very long time, they seated themselves on the sofa, still quite close together. They made a striking pair, the son not yet 24 years of age, pale with thin reddish-brown hair and his father's protuberant eyes, the dark, elegant mother, astoundingly youthful at 44 and renowned as one of the great beauties of England.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?